Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
It's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, D.
Daryl?
Hello, boys.
Well, were you wildly entertained by Shadur's press conference? He's fun to listen to.
Okay. Now let's see if he's fun to watch play football, right?
That is correct. Oh. That's what we're thinking. What do you expect to see on Sunday that would show a little growth with the extra practice and the little bit of playing time he received the other day?
A little more chemistry with the group as a whole. And we saw his ability to stand in the pocket and deliver a football more than 5 yards down the field. But now, can he do that consistently, or is he, does he still have the bad habit of retreating from the line of scrimmage and running himself into some trouble, right? And I think that that's going to take some time to break that habit, because, I'll be honest with you, it doesn't get talked about a lot. Everyone's looking for under rugs and couch cushions for conspiracy theories as to why he was a fifth round pick. And it kind of dawned on me after going back and watching that second half against the Ravens. The reason he ended up being a fifth round pick was that talent evaluators were watching that Colorado film and they were seeing 10, 15, 20, 30, 35 yard losses on that film in the NFL. Maybe he got away with, which he did in a lot of respects. He got away with a lot of that stuff in college. The retreating from the line of scrimmage, running backwards with his back towards the line and trying to evade, whatever, so that he can, make a play down the field. But I think talent evaluators, they saw sacks. They saw massive losses of yardage in the NFL because the players are bigger, faster, stronger, all those type of things. And that's really why he fell to the fifth round, not because there was just some big grand colluding conspiracy throughout the league. I think it really is the film. And he did that Sunday where he, ran himself out of plays a couple of times. But then on the flip side of the coin, he really stepped up in the pocket and delivered some good, sound, solid throws down the field. So if he can eliminate the negative stuff there, I think he's going to be an exciting player to watch.
Why do you think early, though, prior to the draft, that there was talk that he was a higher round pick, that he was a first round pick, that people were going back and forth? If all of a sudden, was that an epiphany, or was that based on his senior year tape or his last year tape?
Who is his father?
Is that enough?
No, I'm serious.
No, but I'm saying, is that really? If that's the case, then Michael Jordan's son should have been, right?
No, you're not hearing me.
I am.
Who was his dad? Who was his dad? What did his dad do after he was done playing? Okay. And all that. Deion controlled the media narrative around this whole thing, in my view. That's my opinion.
All right.
And everyone jumped on board. Well, then you didn't notice until after the draft where people the National Insiders actually started talking to people and they're like, oh, well, here's what really happened. Here's why he fell. Whereas before the draft, I'm like, oh yeah, this guy's a first round pick. Da, 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 da. You know what I mean? So clearly they were not getting that information from NFL people. because no one in the NFL had that evaluation of him, right?
Well, Kiper was, you know, yelling and screaming about it, but
okay, whatever.
Well, you're saying no one. I gave you one. That's the one I can think of at the top of my head.
Okay, please tell me the last draft Mel Kiper got right.
I'm sure he's gotten some things right. Daryl, I don't disagree with you. I just think it's interesting that everybody, not everybody, but a lot of the media people were saying that he was
everybody fell in line. Everybody fell in line on the hype train before the draft, and then when the draft is over, everyone changed their tune. And the reason everyone changed their tune is they went back and they got the real information from the NFL folks on the evaluations. Okay. I'm just telling you what happened. That's what happened.
He's Daryl Ryder. He's our Browns beat reporter. Tell me this. Is the offensive line not good? Is it injured? Is it old? Is it not getting coaching that it should be getting? What's going on there?
How many tackles have they had to use this year, Jeff?
No, that's why I said, is it injured? Is that what the problem is? I gave you choices. Go ahead and pick one.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big problem, right?
That's what I'm wondering, Daryl. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the issue.
Right.
I mean, I lost count on what number tackle they're down to this year. And your fingers are crossed that, I mean, Kevin said before practice, right, two guys got banged up on Sunday. They're going to be limited today. Fingers crossed they will be available on Sunday against the Raiders. That's kind of a big part of the problem when you're having to constantly swap out your tackles because of injuries, right? You can't really develop any type of a cohesion up front. And I don't think that the interior is, I think it exacerbates, puts more pressure and exacerbates the problem, you know, on the interior as well when your edge is not sound. So, you know, I don't think that there's anything wrong with Wyatt Teller or Joel Bitonio or even Ethan Posick. Like, I don't think there's problems there. So, you know, I just think it's a situation where they did a poor job ensuring that the tackle situation was deep enough with talent and not just bodies. And that leads you to the problems you have. And, you know, and also too, you've got young players, Jeff, right? Whether it's Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, what do teams do to young quarterbacks? They apply the pressure. Yeah, right. So combine all of that together, you know, mix it together in a bowl. What do you get? Well, you get the hot mess you've seen up front for the first, you know, 10 games of the season.
So if you're an offense and you're Tommy Rees, what do you do to help out your young quarterback against a defense that's not real good, but can...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Put some pressure on you. And, you know, obviously we're thinking Max Crosby in particular.
Yeah. Quick throws. You know, do not try to limit the amount of reads that Shedeur has to make. Get the ball out as quickly as possible, whether it's screens, whether it's quick slants. whether it's working the boundaries, but don't put it in a situation where he's going three and four progressions deep on every single snap, because I think that that's where you're going to run into the pressure aspect of things, where Shador's running around and, you know, all those things, and you set yourself up for the potential of massive losses of yardage, right? So I think that if they can, program into the game plan here, just some quick throws, first, second reads, get the ball out, you know, within 3 seconds, and not allow that internal clock of his to get past 4.5 seconds. That's like the line of demarcation. 4.5 seconds, after that, you're in trouble, okay?
But he's going to run. You know he's going to run. That's what he does. He's going to try to run.
100%. And again, go back and look at the college tape. What happens when he runs? He's usually retreating, right? So it's fine if he runs, as long as it's lateral and it's up. Like, that's the key, is he can't give up tremendous amounts of ground. And I think if he's able to, like, avoid that situation where he's given up more than 5 yards of ground when he is moving, I think he'll be fine. But again, that's like an instinctual habit that he's going to have to grow out of. And if he's able to do that, look, I think that there's tremendous talent with Shador. I do. But there are a couple of bad habits that run you into serious problems here in the National Football League that they got to get him out of. And if they're able to do that, he's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Let's talk about Tommy Rees just for another second. Go back and look at the Jets game. They threw the ball 32 times. They ran the ball 32 times. When you look back at this last game against the Ravens, they passed the ball 26 times and they ran the ball 25 times. Can you read into that? And, what have you thought of Tommy Rees?
Well, I mean, he's trying to balance, keep it as balanced as possible. And look, I'm not saying he's going into the game with that in mind, where it's okay, 25 passes, 25 runs. But I mean, that's, you see the first two games where he's calling it, it's almost a 50-50 split right on the nose. Okay. Here's the other thing too, is the offense has to give you an opportunity to do that. You have to be productive in the passing game so you can still run the ball. Usually a lot of times when you get lopsided in your passes versus the runs is when you're playing behind the sticks or you're playing behind on the scoreboard. So, they've been in both these last two games, which has helped them stay balanced. But I do feel like that's kind of the mix they really are going for, especially with these young quarterbacks. You don't want these guys out there throwing it 40, 50 times in a game. No, you want the ground game to be able to shoulder some of that burden and get some of those explosive plays too. And like I said, though, they can't be behind the sticks and they can't fall behind too far on the scoreboard.
Daryl Reuters, our Browns beat reporter. Daryl's out in Berea right now. Browns having their Wednesday media sessions and getting ready to play the Raiders coming up on Sunday. I think the key to the entire thing, can the Browns defense do to the Raiders what the not as good Cowboys defense did to the Raiders the other night, Daryl? Can they?
I know. I would just say this. I'm excited to see if Myles Garrett can have less than 10 sacks on Sunday after watching the Raiders offensive line on Monday, on Monday night.
Exactly.
And look, what Miles has been able to accomplish in these last three, this season, but the last three games specifically, you're talking 10 sacks, right? In three games. I watched that game Monday night, and that's all I was thinking was, like, Myles Garrett's going to have these guys for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, but here's the thing. I thought that a few other times going into games, right? And then Miles was held without a sack and things like that. So that's why you play the games. But I do think that there's opportunity for Garrett to feast along with the rest of that Browns defense. Look, the last two games, teams have done victory formation with 2.5 minutes to play in the game. That's never a good thing. To have a victory formation done on you before the 2 minute warning, let alone have it done in consecutive weeks. So I do think that if there is a team, for Shador to start against, right, I kind of feel like this is it. like to have that, to go against a team like the Raiders, who's struggling just as much as the Browns are. I feel like this is a really good opportunity, not just for Shadur, but this Browns team. Of course, now I said the same thing going into the Jets game. We all know how that went, right? But I do feel like this is a really good opportunity for Shadur to be able to win his first NFL game and his first start, and also too for Myles Garrett to work his way even closer to that NFL single season sack record, which he is on pace to not just break, but just absolutely obliterate.
Darryl, we have about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You tell me here. Kevin Stefanski said after the game the other day, Dylan Gabriel's the starter. If he can't play, Shadur goes. If Shadur goes out and looks good on Sunday against the Raiders, there's no way that he doesn't get another start, is there?
Correct.
Okay.
You can't. Like, you've got a bunch of home games here. No, I think it's fair to say nobody wants to watch Dylan Gabriel play football, right?
Like, that's a shame to say, but if Shadur plays well, I think you're absolutely right.
Right? No, if Browns fans don't want to watch Dylan Gabriel anymore, I think that's fair to say. I don't want to watch Dylan Gabriel anymore.
You never wanted to watch Dylan Gabriel from the first place, let's be honest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I knew what it was going to be. So, hopefully Shadur can go out there. But, yeah, if he goes out there and he plays well, I don't know how they can sit up there with a straight face and tell us that Dylan Gabriel will give them a better chance to win than Shadur Sanders. Because here's the difference. Shadur Sunday, at least for, and again, struggles and everything, come on. At least at the end of that game, I was like, oh, the Browns have a chance here. Dylan Gabriel, I have never once watched that dude play quarterback and thought the Browns had a chance. That's the difference.
Darryl, thanks, buddy.
Bye, Darryl.
You bet, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.